Good morning. I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net, and we're at the second day of covering 2008 in Orlando, and I've gotten the opportunity to grab Glenn Feeder, who is the head, basically the head of National Trade Publications, who's the organization that puts this show on, and he's agreed to talk to you guys. So, Glenn, how are you doing this morning?
Very good. How you doing, Kent?
Very good. Very good. Thanks for agreeing to have this interview.
My pleasure.
So second day of the show, you know, let's talk to some people who might not know this whole organization. Let's talk first about the ownership structure. Coverings as a trade show. Who owns that show?
Yeah, this is a unique situation. We produce 10 to 15 shows a year. We have a lot of different clients. For the most part, shows are owned by a singular association. In this particular case, this show is owned by five different associations that cross the ocean, actually. We've got two owners in Europe with Italy and Spain. TCNA, which is the Tile Council of North America, is an owner. Also NTCA, which is the National Tile Contractors Association, and CTDA, which is the Ceramic Tile Dealers Association. All of those folks own, in one part or another, this show, and they've hired us to produce it for them since 2004.
Okay, so you've been doing the show about 5 years.
That's right.
And so that's kind of your expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And so your organization's actually based in Virginia, is that right?
That's right, just outside of D.C.
Okay. And having done this show for 5 years, I know that one of the goals is to continue to grow the attendance. Mm-hmm. So that it's a worthwhile show for the actual owners to put on. So tell me, I mean, you've been growing over the last 5 years. This show's been growing in attendance, right?
Yeah, going into 2007, if you just dial it back to the first show that we produced, the attendance was up 30% over that 4 years, and we're still pushing.
How's it looking? I mean, let's face it, the economy, we all know the situation. You know, ceramic tile, I think 70 to 80% of it is imported. The consumption of ceramic tile is down about 18 to 19% this year. So, you know, you would think this show's attendance might be off, but it's actually not, is it?
No, so far, and I wish I had some wood to knock on, we're trending favorable to both 2006 and 2007. As you mentioned, though, it's the second day of the show, so a lot can happen. But coming into the show, our numbers looked good. This is hats off to the ownership, too, of Coverings, because what they've done is they've invested and not pulled back in an economy that's a little bit soft right now. And our marketing campaign is as robust as ever, and I think it's going to pan out and turn into something significant this year and next.
So this is no time. I mean, if you're out there and you're in this business, you're in the flooring business, this is really no time to pull back and not attend a show like this, is it?
Well, I mean, you can look at it two ways. Personally, as a businessman, I look at down markets as an opportunity, not a time to sort of hunker down. And anybody coming to this event can see that it's well represented. It is literally a world tour of tile and stone. And if you want to position yourself for the future, because this industry is not going anywhere, we're teaching specifiers to specify these products more and more and more. Now is the time to come here, learn about these products, and position yourself for success in the next 2 to 5 years when this will all be back again.
All right, so if somebody who is not at the show this year, but somebody's thinking about coming to this show, I mean, it's not just an exhibit, although there's a huge exhibit out there, and you might want to speak about that. But, I mean, tell someone who is thinking about attending the show what all the options are for broadening their experience and possibly getting better at what they do for a living.
Sure. Well, first it might be important just to lay out who it is that comes. And it's a pretty varied group of people, all of which obviously have one thing in common, that's hard surfaces, tile and stone interests. But you've got architects and designers and construction type specifiers, you've got installers of the product, you've got dealers, distributors, you've got a full range of retailers represented here. And all of these folks can come here to do what people do at trade shows in general, which is network with everyone in the industry, because this is the largest event of its kind in the Americas. If you want a network in tile and stone, this is where you see everybody. But we have a lot of other things too. 80 free sessions throughout the course of the show. We've got some brand new certifications going on now, which has been long awaited in the tile industry, in that we are certifying individual installers. So that we can improve the quality of installation work, which then translates to more product being sold and more product being specified because it lasts longer and it looks better and so on and so forth. There's appreciation night, which happens Thursday night at the House of Blues. We've got a series of other networking events every night of the week, and really it is the place to come if you have an interest in either speccing material or just learning about how to get into the industry or learning how to improve your position with your peers to be more successful in tile and stone.
And these seminars, I mean, the seminars you have here, I think yesterday your keynote was talking about embracing change, and then the keynote this morning, well, you had like five or six keynotes, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a change for this year. We've tried the different keynote approaches with many of our shows, and this is a tough decision in the trade show business because people like to bring in a well-known speaker and draw them to a general session. There's sort of argument on both sides of how effective that is and how many attendees actually show up just for that reason. This year we decided to go and bring some speakers in specific to each particular segment that we're addressing and having them speak to either a topic or be well known to that particular segment. So instead of having one better known speaker, we have five or six well known speakers within their segment. So if the installers, for example, tend to know someone in particular and be gravitating towards some particular topic, we can bring in a content expert specific to that and target that audience from a keynote perspective.
All right. Well, congratulations. I know it's just still the second day, but congratulations on, I think, achieving your mission, which is to put on a show that lures attendees. And as you can see, there are several, attendance looks pretty good. I think the people I've talked to on the show seem to be happy with it. And so we've been talking to Glenn Feeder. He's the head of National Trade Publications, or the head of this show for National Trade Publications. And I'm Kemp Haar with Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net.